I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
This is Castology, the podcast where we recommend and review the podcast that you should be listening to because you like podcasts, but you just don't have the time to find new ones. I'm one of your castologists, NC Webber, here with my trusty co-host,
Nick Blicker,
and our special guest,
I'm Grace,
person of interest, illustrator, sometimes podcaster,
sometimes
fan of podcasts,
fan of podcasts.
Nice. Yeah. Great. You're going to fit in perfectly here.
I hope so. I mean, I've already had my hand in the lolly jar, so.
That's it.
That's how I am. I am the witch from the stories. That's how I get you into my house.
And I have to oven. Check if the door's locked.
The door's not locked, but it leads into an oven.
Oh.
It's one of those horror movies where things change. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, object permanence isn't a thing here.
See, I already hate this horror movie.
All right. Well, before we get into that, let us tell you that there is no theme this week. Grace got off easy with just having to recommend a podcast that they like.
Yep.
But I'm going to go first. I'm recommending listener submission called Under the Shroud. So Under the Shroud is a narrative podcast. It follows like the story of a half demon taxi driver.
Okay.
All right. Who basically picks up fares in and around Baltimore and exists under the shroud, which is like an overarching magical thing that hides magical things from regular people.
Yeah.
So sometimes alternatural creatures need taxis too. So this has been running since 2019 and kicked up a notch during COVID because obviously the creators had a little bit more time. So yeah, this is Under the Shroud. Episodes are about 20 minutes long, and very regular. They're every week.
How long has it been going for?
Since 2019, so nice. In May, so almost cool. 2 years now.
Nice.
Yeah, so lots of episodes for you to kind of get back in on.
Do you recommend that we start at the start, or like, is it kind of drop in?
I did, but you can kind of just drop in anywhere, cool. As long as you know that he's a half demon who's running a taxi service. It is kind of like a monster of the week sort of fun conversation thing. So it's an interesting world. Very well done. Mm. The sound design does get better throughout. So obviously when they started, it was a little bit less sophisticated than it is now. But yeah, definitely. And I know that they do another podcast about the making of. That's available to their patrons. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. do they post the making of it all in their feeds? Because for some reason, I'm so interested in behind the scenes stuff more than I am sometimes the actual content itself. Like, I want to listen to that. Is it on there as well, or is it purely?
It's not. It's only for their patrons. Right. But I will say, I believe it's only $1.50 Australian a month to get access to that feed.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah. Good.
Holy shit. All right. That's a good deal.
Excellent. Nice. I'm glad. Well, that was an easy sell.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you, Grace?
My podcast this week is called Make It, Then Tell Everybody. I've been listening to this for like the last couple of years. It's really good. I listen to it, and I know that this is only sometimes taken as a compliment. I listen to it a lot when I'm going to sleep because it's very calming. It's very relaxing. It's just one of those like conversational podcasts, but it's between Dan Berry, who is a comic artist and I believe also like a lecturer. And each week there's a new comic artist and they have a conversation about making comics, about art, about the industry. And it's just sort of interesting to see a side of comics that isn't just Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of what everyone thinks of is superhero comics, but there's just so much more to it than that.
So when you say comics and talking about art, are they talking about comic art or are they talking about like capital A art? the art industry and that sort of thing?
Usually it's just comic art because they each week there's a new comic artist, and it's sometimes, you know, it's a bit about their life, a bit about what inspires them about their comics. Mm. And it's sort of interesting to see the sort of lived experiences that go into making a story. So you can sort of like track their progress from I was obsessed with art in childhood to now my entire career is teaching people how to make comics or writing comics or whatever.
Awesome.
Because I know a lot of like comic artists and stuff, they tend to also write their own stories as well. So do they talk, like, is that sort of a mix of that storytelling angle as well?
Yes. Yeah. Because a lot of the comic artists that come on are like indie comic artists.
Yeah,
so they're not necessarily like attached to a big publishing house. So they often, you know, write the story, illustrate the story, everything. They sort of wear all of the hats all at once.
Yeah.
Which is great because then you have people who... oh, I'm trying to remember her name. There's a comic artist who does a lot of stuff about her own life and sort of like her childhood experiences growing up. Oh, Tilly Walden. She does lovely comics. I've read all of them online because they're very expensive to buy. Hardcover shipped from America. And like...
yeah, you look at the exchange rate and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, a $30 book, I'm happy to buy. $30 book plus $20 postage. Oh,
that's a lot. I'm not gonna
lie. Australia, stop being so far away from everyone.
Yeah.
Kindly move.
I'll read a PDF of your book and I'll follow you on Patreon so I don't feel quite so bad
That's good.
Yeah, I don't feel quite so bad about stealing a copy of someone's book. I was like, I'll get you back $1.50 a week.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, look, you're paying for it at least, so that's... That's it. Paying artists. That's what it's all about.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to listening to this one. So it's a different interview every week with Dan Barry, the host.
Same host.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, what have you got for us this week?
Well, Zane, have I got a podcast for you?
I think it's a sport podcast.
And Grace, I think I've got a podcast for you as well.
For me?
So you like sport, right?
I love sport with the balls and the
and
the throwing.
Honestly,
sometimes.
Kicking, yeah.
Sometimes you get to kick. Sometimes you get to run into other people very hard. Yeah, I've heard.
Yep.
Sometimes you just get to hit them in the face.
What other sports can you do? Anyways.
Jumping.
Yeah, jumping's good. Longer jumping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes flipping. You get to sword fight. Like sword fighting is a sport, right?
Yeah, that's pretty sick, actually. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, fencing, but, you know, that's fine just seeing people.
Oh, yeah, fencing makes so much more sense than boxing.
Well, I mean, they're kind of the same. Like
they're kind of the same because one has far fewer concussions.
Yeah, look, I would prefer to do the one that has less concussions. Anyway, so my recommendation this week is a podcast called Death at the Wing. Now, this podcast goes into the history of... I always say this every time I do basketball podcasts. It's a basketball podcast. Okay, there you go. Fucking surprise.
The history of basketball?
Big surprise. But this is not the history of basketball. This is more along the lines of the social sort of issues that ran alongside basketball in the 1980s. So this is produced by Adam McKay, who he's directed Vice and The Big Short from memory. He works a lot with Will Ferrell. And I think he hosts it as well. But this goes into the social issues as well as the players of basketball back in the day. It does get very inside basketball.
Was he involved with the movie Semi-Pro?
Good question.
Works with Will Ferrell, likes basketball in the 80s.
Let's see if he's involved. He is. Can't tell. I will get back to you. So this one covers lots of different things that happened in the 1980s in basketball because it was kind of a transitional period where the game started to get more and more popular within the United States, but also the world where foreign players used to come in. So like players like Drazen Petrovic.
I know who that is.
So Drazen Petrovic is considered one of the best shooters, like basketball shooters of all time. And he died in a car crash at like 29, like in the prime of his life. Well, I don't know, actually. Pretty sure it's not. But he was a Russian. I think he's from Russia. So there's lots of different sort of political infighting in terms of these players coming over from countries that do have that sort of political instability and how that affected their lives. And it still does in the current NBA there's a Turkish player who's very outspoken about the current regime in Turkey. And that has gotten him into trouble multiple times, like having to travel and all that sort of stuff. But this one focuses purely on basketball in the 1980s. There's some really fascinating stories in there. It's a little bit depressing with some of the ones where it's like young kids, like these like young kids at like 19 and 20, like dying. So fair warning. It's not like dark, but it can get a bit depressing just kind of hearing some of these stories. Like the Len Bias one in particular is really upsetting just because of what happened to him and how good his life was and then how quickly it goes. But I found this an absolutely fascinating show for me because I actually learned quite a lot from this.
So is it a limited run or is it like an ongoing series that just like deals with basketball in the 80s?
I honestly have no idea. It's currently still going, I know that much. There's only 8 episodes so far. I have a sneaky suspicion this will be a limited series.
Okay.
Because...
when did it start?
I mean, eventually the 80s ends.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And I mean, they might actually go further into some of the political issues. There's not a lot that happens in the 90s basketball, but as we sort of get more socially conscious into the 2000s...
Space Jam happened in the 90s basketball.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's political. Anyway.
I have some film students who might disagree with you.
Well, you know, yeah. Okay, there are...
film students who disagree with everyone on anything, though. So.
Yeah, 100%. They've all got opinion. But I don't know where they're going with the show currently. But at this stage, it seems like it's going to be a limited series, and I imagine they might explore certain things. But the 1980s is probably the biggest transitional period for the NBA. So, yeah, this is called Death at the Wing.
Death at the Wing. All right, well, those are our recommendations for this week. Let us go back and review what we recommended last week. So just because Asabi isn't here, I think we should start with Asabi's recommendation, which was Why Won't You Date Me? With Nicole Byer. I actually have this up, the description up here. So Nicole Byer is single and has been for decades. She's smart, funny, has a fat ass, and loves giving blowjobs. So the question is, why is she perpetually single? This podcast is a quest to find that answer. Every week, Nicole invites a comedian friend or ex-fling to interview their dating life and figure out her own. Interview about their dating life, I would assume that means.
No, she interviews the dating life. The person's just in the room.
Yeah. The person's just in the room. So they're embodying their dating life.
Yeah. That's so being fair. Possessed by their past mistakes.
So Nicole Byer is a huge personality. And that's the thing. I'd listened to this podcast for a good while before Asabi recommended it. But yeah, what did you all think?
I really liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was really nice. It was like you could tell it whoever she was talking to. Like they were buds. They were friends. Yeah. It felt like I was like hanging out with people that I knew who were getting along really well. It didn't feel like an interview.
There is a bit in the TV show 30 Rock where where the wife of the idiot comedian... who's on the show.
Who, Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan. Yeah. The wife of Tracy Morgan has her own reality TV show. Nicole Byer feels like a character from that reality TV show.
That is really spot on.
And that's the thing, like, she can do anything. Like, she can just, she's so smart, so on it, has so much energy that, like, it is so easy to listen to this podcast because it's not asking you to do any work at all. I really like this podcast. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, look, Nicole Byer is a lot.
She's hashtag a lot.
Yeah, which honestly, I think the reason that I was pulled to it was because her personality is so huge that you can't help but be magnetized to it. So I listened to, for some reason I looked at it and I was like, I hardly know any of these people on here. Like, am I living under a rock? But I found some drag queens because I know their names because my partner does drag. And I was like, all right, I'm going to listen. So I listened to the Alaska Thunderfuck episode and the Latrice Royale episode. The Latrice Royale episode was great.
Yeah.
Because you learn a lot. I didn't realize that Latrice was actually quite old. So you get to hear about their experiences growing up as a gay person of color. And it's unbelievable. And it's interesting because Nicole's, I guess, personality that comes across in the show doesn't necessarily come across as something that it's like, oh, this is going to be like, it's going to be crazy. It's over the top. But when it comes down to it, those sort of like, there's little moments when they actually talk about that stuff seriously, the show really, really like shines.
Yeah.
I am actually pretty surprised because I like listen to it. I don't care about like, why don't you date me? But it's interesting because for the most part that like, while that is the central question of the show, it's not the only thing that's discussed.
No. So, I mean, that's maybe what, 3 episodes maybe you could squeeze out of that.
Yeah.
Why Won't You Date Me is really just like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And I think like each episode, because I was listening to one and it was about therapy and it got like really real about like what therapy is for and why you should go to therapy. And others about like owning your sexuality, both like as a woman of color, but just as anyone, just like owning it. And it's not all comedy, but it hits you big with comedy straight up. Mm. But then they're not afraid to like ask, because they're comedians, they're mentor.
Yeah, 100%.
Their life is asking like what's funny about this, and just bringing it back to relationships. I guess.
I'm actually really surprised. I subscribed to it because I was just like, fuck, this is really good. It is definitely one where it's like pick your guest. Like, I don't know if I'd listen to it every single week because, like
I said, Nicole is highly a lot, recommend but- the Margaret Cho episode.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien was also fun. I think
Conan O'Brien sponsors the show, doesn't he?
Coco, I believe he produces it. So his company produces it
now.
Yeah,
cool.
Because it also was HeadGum. It was a HeadGum podcast to begin with, but now I think it's joined with Conan O'Brien's company, Team Coco. What were some other ones? Randy Jackson was also fun.
Randy Jackson would be fun. I haven't heard from Randy Jackson in years.
And there was one with I can't remember the game, but I know the title was called Grown Up Breakup, and it was just about breaking up as a grown up rather than like getting all emotional and throwing down about it. I really like this is a high recommend from me. I think
absolutely.
This is something that is probably a really great way to approach a relationship podcast because it is funny, and it really doesn't feel like emotional labor.
Yeah, it's hilarious, and there's good advice in there. Like they say some really like important stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Asabi's Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Byer. Let's talk about my recommendation, Saya. Now, Saya was was another specfic podcast about an AI in the future, preparing you to take your place in Earth's man-made second moon Typhon. What did you think?
Weirdly claustrophobic listening to this.
Mm.
Like, I loved it.
I got no, and I don't say that it's a bad thing. Actually, yeah. I think it's in your head.
Yeah,
like it's really fascinating because I was listening to it while I was doing some work, and I was kind of like, it is actually incredibly well written to the point where it actually does feel like you're kind of like being indoctrinated into.
Mm.
And I don't know whether this is to do with the sound design, but I felt like I was in a capsule.
Yeah,
and it was playing to me, and I had to listen to it and do what it said. So that it would open up the capsule so I could get out.
Yeah. And and I think the actual AI itself, whoever it's voiced by, whatever, is weirdly calming to listen to as well. At the same time, I'm sitting there kind of going, I feel really uncomfortable, but at the same time, a little bit safe, but only if I do follow those instructions. And I find it really interesting that this is the sort of presentation for something like this, because never really heard anything like this before where it actually is kind of like interacting with you on a level where you might not actually do whatever the AI asks,
but
you still think about it.
It does ask you to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. And I mean, it does a very good job of doing that very quickly too, because it sets the tone very early.
And the voice actor is Adam Bash. It's Adam Bash all.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Well, Adam, fucking hell, you're a good AI. So, I only got like 5 or 6 episodes in.
Did you start at the start?
I started
at
the start, I figured like, because it's narrative, I was like, oh look, I may as well just start from the start, get a feel from it there, go back and dive a bit later. This is really, really good. Like, I've subscribed to it just so I can get more. Like, just so I can actually like, so it's on my list of things to actually listen to beyond the show. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd recommend it to people that are claustrophobic, but
That's an odd thing to say. Like, don't listen to this podcast if you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, but it might like, I don't know, that the sound design and the voice and the...
No, like I understand
the,
like,
echo,
it.
The echo,
yeah.
But like,
can you imagine explaining that to someone who is like, why? It's just a podcast.
Well, I don't know. It made me feel claustrophobic, okay?
Claustrophobic is a weird word for me because I like that feeling of like being trapped in like a small space.
Okay, well, you know, each to their own, I guess.
Claustrophilic?
That's definitely there's definitely a kink thing for that. That's definitely someone's something.
Yeah.
There's someone's got a word for it.
I don't think it's sexual. I just like
maybe not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess the opposite of well, I guess, yeah, the opposite of agoraphobic is claustrophobic. But yeah, so
It's a fine line because I like feeling like enclosed, but I watched what was it? There's like that cave diving movie.
Oh no,
hard pass. Killed me. No. I literally got 5 minutes in. I was like, I'm bye.
See, I think that's why I like small spaces, because you can be aware of everything that's around you and nothing's changing. Those cave divers were like, you're literally squeezing into spaces that you don't know if you're going to be able to get out of.
Yeah, when I say like being enclosed, I mean like those egg chairs from IKEA where you can close the little blind at the front.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it. I subscribed to it. I really enjoyed it. It made me think, I enjoyed it in the same way that I enjoyed the first season of Within the Wires.
Yeah.
And I haven't found anything quite like that before, like again. So I subscribed to it because I was like, I need something like chill to listen to when I want to freak myself out on a long drive.
I am happy with that result. Well, let's talk about our final recommendation from last week, which was How It Happened.
Nick. How It Happened from Axios. If you're familiar, Jonathan Swan. If you're familiar with like the Trump sphere, blah, 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 and the memes and stuff, there is that meme specifically with Jonathan Swan looking at the piece of paper and being absolutely befuddled by what was on the piece of paper. So Jonathan Swan has done a report about the actual insurrection itself. Now, I'm getting very insurrection-y in the next couple of episodes, so I do apologize. I only realized that actually just now, but that's fine. But How It Happened is a retelling of what happened from go to woe with the Capitol riots. But Jonathan Swan has, and I say in quotes, has more access, whether you can believe it or not, to people deeper within the White House. And so the story that you get to hear has more detail than you would probably expect to have read on, you know, your usual Wikipedias or on like maybe the Washington Post. I don't know. That's usually the only things that I read. But I mean,
so at the start, he says that he has access but can only reveal the information without names or sources.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember. He's like got a specific phrase for it that he can reveal certain things, but not the person who said it, because it'll compromise their, or it may compromise their position within government or in the future or whatever. So that's why I say in quotes, because it's like, all right, well, he's not really, I mean, journalists doesn't really give up their sources, but you kind of listen to it thinking, you know. And Jonathan Swan is also known to, I think, swing conservatively, so but I don't think that really plays out here. Anyway, what did you all think?
I loved it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really in-depth. It was really interesting to hear from sort of people that were directly involved and directly affected by it, because I think that we get a very different picture all the way over here where it's not, I mean, it's scary and it's worrying, but it doesn't actually affect us.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to hear from people who were there while it was happening and whose lives and careers were directly impacted by what was happening.
Yeah.
It's also interesting to look back at it with everything that's come out afterwards, like in the public sphere, just like everything that, like, specifically that the conservatives have said about their reactions to it and what they thought was happening, what they think is happening and why they think it's happened and how, whether they think it's happened, which is a ridiculous statement to say. That's also very interesting to go back and listen to this about. I was prepared to be very angry with this podcast, and I was.
But not as much as you thought.
I don't know.
Well, why? Why don't you know?
I don't know, because I think I'm recovering from the 4 years of Trump, and so the trauma isn't so fresh for me right now that the anger isn't like just bubbling under the surface waiting to be unleashed.
Yeah.
I'm glad that this is from a more conservative direction than liberal direction, just because that assuages my fear of the echo chamber that I've only been listening to the liberal side of what happened to the insurrection and what have you. It's very compelling. I think it's very well done. It's told in a very compelling way, which is usually a little bit of a warning sign for me, because like, if you're telling it in a compelling way, are the facts themselves compelling, or have you just constructed a narrative for us?
Yeah.
I think it's more the former in this case. So there are the facts there and it's being told in a compelling way as well. I haven't finished it yet. I will be finishing it because I gave myself two episodes because I imagined myself just like quitting it in anger.
Yeah.
Mm. That didn't happen, but it might still.
You've got time.
Yeah, I've got time. So yeah, that being said, this is well worth a listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very much worth your time. I think it's a great, great, showcase for what Jonathan Swan's capable of.
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting listening to him because he's very reassuring and very calm.
Yeah.
And it was the same with his Axios interview that he did with Trump, I think in the midway of the pandemic last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this dude? Cause this dude's super interesting to listen to and watch. And I think that's sort of plays part. Like, do I trust this because you've constructed like a good narrative and like you're easy to listen to, or are the actual there objectivity being presented here?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I thought you would actually get super angry.
It's not that this. I didn't get angry. I imagined myself rage quitting this.
Yeah,
I rage quit a lot of podcasts in the last couple of years. Mm. Who are just like, fine, I'll listen to you again later, but I'm not listening to you now.
Yeah.
I didn't rage quit this one, but it might still happen.
Give it time.
did make me angry again, but not at the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
That's fair.
I'm not sure if any of the podcasts made me angry. I don't know. I'll have to go back and re-examine my motivations. The last 4 years were rough.
They are lucky.
I have to sit there and do some reflection. Internal work.
It's like, what if I was Donald Trump?
Oh, that's a horrible thing.
That's a horrible thought, right? Okay, well, let's cut that short there.
Yeah.
So those were our reviews. This is the end of the episode. We'll just go back and announce again what we recommended this week. I recommended Under the Shroud, which is a spec fic of a half-demon taxi driver in Baltimore. Grace?
Mine was Make It and Then Tell Everybody, an interview podcast with comic artists.
What a great title.
And Nick?
My recommendation was Death at the Wing, a podcast about the 1980s in the NBA. I'm sorry.
Excellent. And if you want to find us, we're on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter specifically. And if you want to submit your podcast, we will guarantee that we'll listen to it. We won't guarantee that it'll go on the show, but you can do that at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, or you can just reach out on social media and give us a 5-star rating and review. Just do it. You're cool. We're cool. Let's be cool together.
I don't want to see this 4-star shit. Yeah, 100%. I don't want to see this 4-star shit.
I've given things way worse than this 5 stars. So like, we earned it.
Yeah, come on. We've done the work.
Grace, you had better hope that you have given this at least 5 stars.
quick.
Speaking of Grace, is there anywhere on the web that you would like to direct people that would like to find out more about you?
All of my artwork is mostly on my Instagram, and so is my portfolio. If you want a commission, I do portraits.
Excellent.
Well, how exciting.
And what is your Instagram?
My Instagram is Knitting Anarchist.
Knitting Anarchist.
What
we'll put a link.
Fucking great handle. Oh my God. I'm going there right now.
We will put a link in the show notes. And until then, keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.